seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Hi.
Oh,
we're
hi.
All here.
Whoa, do you hear that feedback?
No.
Or music. It's music.
It's music like. And feedback. And it's all from my side. We've got a yard guy outside who doesn't know it's the 200th episode.
No, he's celebrating.
Oh, okay. What a nice perspective.
We sent him.
Oh, man, just to give some bass to the
whole
situation.
But you're going to need to pay for this one. But he's there.
Oh, man. Yay. Well,
fun.
I'm so excited. I have no idea what's happening.
Emily has no idea. So this is Katie and Rebecca here with Emily for the very first time ever for all of us to be chatting together.
Yes. I'm so
excited.
Celebrating the 200th episode. Is it fine if I say some things about 200?
No.
In the beginning?
Yes, it is. I know what you've done, and I'm very excited to hear it.
I'm sure. Oh, no. So because everyone of you loves my facts, and because this is a 200th episode, I have curated a list of facts about the number 200.
Oh, boy. I guess that's better than 200 facts.
Oh, man. Said like only a little sister could. Okay. So in 2014, you thought I was kidding. I'm not kidding. Here they come. A man named Mike Newman, he was 52. He became the first blind man to drive a car at 200 miles per hour.
Gosh.
Why did they let Mike do that?
That wasn't even that long ago. You know, a lot of times you can say, oh, that was 200 years ago before we were smart.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, yeah. So, I mean, he just said, you know what? It's time to drive 200 miles an hour. So that's all. It's all about that.
How did they set that up for Mike?
It says that he was guided by a navigator over a radio. So, like, just some guy was like, Mike, no, go left. No, like, oh, Mike. Mike. Buddy hit 200 before he ran into the wall. No, I don't know how it ended.
I don't feel like it ended well.
Well, yeah, that part wasn't added to the story. So, okay, another second fact. There are only about 200 white tigers in the world.
Aww.
So, there's that. The building of the Great Wall started in 200 BC.
This is good stuff.
Wow.
Stop. Oh, man. Okay, so, oh, you're going to love this one. So, do you remember when David from the Bible, he bought this wife. I can't remember the wife's name. He had a lot. Anyway, he had to bring 200 foreskins. That was like the dowry. So, do you remember that?
I do, actually. Yes. It's probably highlighted and underlined in my Bible.
Yeah. Like every junior high boy is like, that is the worst part of the Bible.
Could you imagine that process?
And where do you put them?
Exactly. Is this a basket situation?
Cool. What if you drop a foreskin and he's like, 199 foreskins? Are you kidding me?
Oh, so, remember when you said you wanted to bring the dowry back in our last problem solved?
I did. I just wanted a goat. I didn't want all this. Cool. Okay, one more. Each dandelion flower head produces 200 seeds.
Exactly.
I mean, that's not a zone. Okay. Oh, no, two more. A quarter of the world's wealth is controlled by 200 companies.
Mm. So, Better Life Bags is not one of them.
Hey, I just bought something. Did you know that?
No. What did you get?
I bought one of those fanny packs, but I'm not going to wear it as a fanny pack. I can't. I'm going to wear it as a crossbody.
You might surprise yourself. Yeah, that's how I've been wearing it mostly, but...
It's too adorable.
You can wear it if you ever find yourself at Six Flags.
I think I can't do the Fanny. Nope. Okay. I can't do it. Okay, and this one I thought was a little bit ridiculous. And then it's my final 200th fact. 200 Japanese executives die on a golf course each year. Really? I don't even think I believe that one.
You don't believe your own fake facts?
They're not fake. Okay, so that's all. That's everything I can contribute to this.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, I hope you enjoyed them.
Well, to celebrate 200 episodes, which, can you believe that it's been 200? Does it feel like 200? Does it feel like 2000?
Oh, I don't know. I really didn't think I'd even make it to 8. So that's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it is. We asked the Patreons.
You did?
Yeah, we asked them some questions.
Oh my goodness.
Well, actually, we asked them to ask you some questions.
Oh, so okay.
We thought maybe we'll start with those, and then I have some questions, and Katie has some questions. And
can I say, first of all, my love language is acts of service, so this makes me feel so loved that I did not have to figure out what to do for this episode.
Aww.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Do you want to start, Katie?
I would love to. So this one is from Heather Sutter. She was wondering, what are some of your favorite episodes?
That's hard.
I bet it is, because there's so many.
Well, I know the first one where I cried the whole time with Brina. That was like a really rough one to start with, but I liked it because it was my first one, maybe.
And that's October. Brina Holt, right?
Yeah, Brina Holt.
October 1st, 2015.
Oh my gosh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, it was your first one. Yeah. It was right after the blind man drove the car.
That's a very good point. I loved the one with, Yeah, Katie told me to look up some of my pictures of my old episodes, and I didn't have time, but the girl who's from Jellybird Signs, and she had a really great story about how she came to know the Lord, and it had to do with like burritos or something. I don't remember what it was, but I thought that was a really good one.
Sounds good. I want to go re-listen.
I want to know what that is. We'll fact check and we'll put it.
Please fact check, because I have no idea. It's been a while.
Yes. Okay. Next one. Cindy Chen is wondering, do you have like a 1 in a million guest?
Like who I'd love to super have on?
Yes. I know I have one for you.
You have one for me?
Yes, Sarah Groves.
Sarah Groves. I know, man. But she did not seem excited when I asked her face if she wanted to be on the show. I think she thought I was weird. I came on a little strong.
You came in hot, but you could do it again.
I'll try her again. I said, remember that girl who stalked you outside the bathroom because she wanted to meet you? That's me again.
Oh, wow. Have I not heard this story?
Well, I just knew that Sarah Groves was in the bathroom at an event that I was at. And so I just kind of stood outside the bathroom till she came out because she's like one of my favorite singers ever. But then she ended up standing and talking to us for a really long time, like 30 minutes. And we got a picture together. Oh, wow. And she's really great. But when I was like, hey, I'd love to have you on my podcast, she was kind of like, hmm. So anyway, but yeah, I would love to
move on.
I think Lauren Daigle would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've asked Bob Goff, but he's kind of busy.
What? Too busy for the Mom Struggling Well podcast?
I mean, come on, Bob.
Okay, so what are some of the hardest subjects to cover? You cover a lot of hard subjects. Oh, that one's from Fiona in Scotland, and she says, hello from all of Scotland.
My goodness.
All of Scotland, wow.
She got them all together for us. That's just to say a big hello.
Quite a representative.
Yeah, she is. Ambassador. I think that, well, like, honestly, the racial stuff and homosexuality, those are things we've talked about that you want to do justice to important topics, but I feel really sweaty when we do.
I bet.
Yeah.
I'm glad to do it, though.
Yeah. It's important.
Those are my questions from the Patreon ladies.
Are you finding that you are struggling with your daily life? You have a certain issue and you can't get past it no matter what you've tried? I definitely have. Well, the folks at BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in less than 24 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's professional counseling done securely online. What I like about it is that because it's online, you have such a broad range of expertise available to you that might not be available in your town where you live. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. I have done this for the past 3 months because they were kind enough to give me a taste of how great BetterHelp is, and I have loved it. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to. It also tends to be more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and they also have financial aid. So visit their website and read their testimonials at betterhelp.com/MSW. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. There is a special offer for Mom Struggling Well listeners to get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/MSW.
Okay. I want you to tell me about the transition from begging people to come on your show, which apparently you still do because you stalk people in the bathroom.
That's fine.
Like at the beginning, you probably obviously had to ask people to come on. Versus I know people now come to you and want to be on your show. Can you just tell me the when did that happen? Is that weird? Is that cool?
Very honestly, in the beginning, I just asked friends who I thought were interesting. And then, yeah, it didn't take very long, I don't think, until I started getting emails. And then somehow I got on like the email lists of publishers and then got lots of emails, and then I started getting lots of books and lots of packages, and it's really pretty fun. I like it. It's tricky when it all kind of starts to look similar, and so I have to pick out the ones that stand out to me, and honestly I pray a lot about which ones. So the transition, I feel like it was, I think it happened early on, and it is cool, but it can feel like a lot, like I have so many stacks of books and things like that. Yeah. And it's really important because I got to make sure that the listeners don't feel overwhelmed. Like I'm telling, you know, I don't want anybody to be telling them, do a better job, do this harder, do this faster or whatever. It needs to be a lot of grace filled stuff, but that's also helpful. I don't know. It's a balance, I think.
I feel like you do a great job.
Oh, you're sweet. Thanks.
I also would like to know what it was like to release the very first episode.
Oh my gosh. It was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing. I did three at once. And then one of them, I thought I put in a sound effect and I thought it was like going to be super funny. And actually, Katie was the one who was like, what was that weird thing that happened in the middle? I was like, oh, because I thought that was a brilliant move. So there's definitely some things where people don't get my humor, and that's fine. I guess it's fine. It hurts my feelings, but it's fine.
What is the most embarrassing thing that's happened on this show to you?
I think every time I share something that's super, you know, I just get like a vulnerability hangover afterwards. And I think, why did I say that? Or why do people, or I don't realize I said something. Oh, someone's getting something. What's that?
Oh, are you talking? Sorry. Okay.
That's fine.
Side note. Yeah. I have a dog.
What?
This is brand new. Okay,
tell
and he's
everything.
Barking at me at the door. I think that means he needs to poop or something. So I think I have to take him out. I'm the only one here.
Okay, well, you can go do that. We can just keep talking, I guess.
Okay, so now the sound effects are no longer. Hold on, I got to put on a shirt. Mojo, come back.
You're doing this shirtless?
I'm in a tank top, but my neighborhood is very conservative. Like, we have a lot of conservative, like, Muslim. Oh, tiger! Tiger! No! Tiger!
Okay, oh, so no. She has a cat and a dog. Okay. Did the cat leave?
We're going out with the tank top on. Guys!
Have we finally gotten rid of that cat?
No. Tiger loves Mojo.
Why do you have a dog?
Okay, so apparently you don't follow my Instagram. Katie, have you seen this story?
I've seen every single story about Mojo, and I'm so happy for you and your family.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
You are my favorite struggling sister.
I have a full-time job.
Okay. This is your 200th episode. I won't be mean to you.
I appreciate
it. So I'm going to have to put it in the highlight, though, because this is not the episode to talk about Mojo. It's a big story. It's in the highlight on my Instagram called Mojo. But maybe we can talk about it on our next Problem Solved, and I will have a ton of problems for you to solve about what taking care of a dog. So he's a rescue, and he found our family, and that's all I'm going to say.
That's going to be a fun problem solved.
Tiger's really mad, like super mad at us. But.
I love it. Well, I can't wait to figure out more.
Yeah, so... Sorry, I don't even know what we were talking about. Most embarrassing. Oh, like the things that you regret or you have a hangover. That's right.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes I say stuff and then my kids get mad and I don't realize they're going to get mad about stuff. I don't know. I don't always know what to share. Well, my daughter did listen while she had a phone, and then now the phone is part of our past. And so now I can say whatever I want.
Well, she'll listen later.
Maybe. Perhaps. If I ever let her have a phone again. Go ahead.
Well, she will be an adult sometime, and she will be able to listen when you're 80 and she's 60.
That's true.
However, but speaking of your kids, and then Katie, I'll let you take over because I'm dominating this. I don't really know how to do a podcast with three people.
It's awkward. Three is a weird number.
It is weird. But I really loved when you had Lane and Porter on your, it was like a really short interview. It was 4 years ago, like towards the very beginning.
Yes.
I re-listened to it this morning, and just little Porter, both of their voices, first of all, are just precious. And then Porter's like, I really hope there's a T-Rex in heaven so Dad and I can ride it. It would be so happy. Like, oh, Porter.
They revisit that and are like, can you tell us how many people have downloaded that episode, please?
Oh, you know, that's so sweet. And it's such a good idea to do that. That's something that we should do. We should interview our kids on the microphone. I mean, not for the podcast, but for people should do it.
No, you're right. Yeah. And I was actually thinking to revisit that because our pastor tells you to, you know, interview. He puts out some questions every year of like how you can interview your kids and ask them questions that give you feedback on how you're doing as a parent and how your family is doing as far as like, do you have a goal or are you reaching it?
So those are the questions you ask them, right? Because they were great questions.
Yeah, that's why I kind of did it as a model. But I was actually thinking it would be interesting to do that to redo it because it's nerve wracking because you don't know what they're going to say. And I want them to be honest, but also, can you pretty it up a bit?
Right.
Just kidding. Yeah, that's good. That was a fun one.
Do you have a favorite, Katie?
I do. Some of my ones that I went back and listened to, your first problem solved is so funny.
Is it?
And it seems very long. And I was wondering, Emily, if you had had a glass of wine before that. Do you remember?
Oh, I have no idea.
You don't know?
Did it seem like it?
Yeah, it was like next level. It was really funny. So okay. I love that one.
Then they went downhill from there.
Now it sounds like you at least need a cup of coffee. No, I'm kidding. No, not at all. It's just funny to go back. And then I thought it was fun to go back and listen to number 38 when Rebecca was Rebecca Smith. And just your first one and listening to the story about Better Life Bags again was really nice. So if y'all want to listen to that, that's a good one.
Yes. That was so fun. Yeah.
That was good. Very fun. I still wish you had recorded not deleted the very first.
I know. Were you talking about the cup? You know? I know. I know. Yeah,
that's okay.
I can tell you, I've tried that and I'm never going back.
I'm so glad.
This is another one of those things I'm going to be like, why did I say that?
Is that recently?
Yes.
Yeah, because we talked about it at the craft house, how people were talking about using the cup.
Yes, and I ordered it at the craft house because I was like, that's it. I'm giving it a shot. Why would you not use the Diva Cup? It's that amazing, I think.
I can't believe you've come this far.
I want to take a second and tell you about Homer Reading. It is a proven learn-to-read program powered by the things your kid loves. It's an app on your phone, which means you always have it. And when your child signs up,
They get to choose what they are interested, what topics. Do they like robots? Do they like spaceships? Do they like mermaids? Then they help you find your child's current reading level, and then you get an outcomes, a personalized learn-to-read plan. I've told y'all before that my son views reading as a form of torture. He don't like it at all. While Homer takes him through phonics, he practices sight words, practices writing his letters, and he loves it. So when you get a Homer membership, it includes a Love to Read library with interactive stories and the Homer Learn to Read program. Just 15 minutes using the Homer reading app a day is shown to increase early reading scores by 74%. So I highly recommend Homer Reading. So visit learnwithhomer.com/MSW to start a free 30-day trial. Again, that's learnwithhomer.com/MSW.
Speaking of coming this far, so these are some of like, these are kind of like aw moments.
Oh, okay.
So since you have started the podcast, there's a couple of life milestones that have happened. So Rebecca has had a baby, co-host baby.
I will never forget when she announced that. It's like, oh, what? We did not see that coming.
And Gabby's the sweetest baby.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Em, you've gone through two dogs. You've gone back to work.
Yes.
You have a marketing team. You've had a launch team.
It's true.
You have a fact checker. You have two co-hosts. You have a producer. You have rebranded and you have debranded.
I love that one.
But you did this all. This was just an idea in your closet, and I'm so proud of you. That's lovely.
Thank you. That is so sweet. A lot has happened, hasn't it?
Yes.
I started homeschooling, stopped homeschooling.
Yes, that's right.
We've switched public schools. It's a lot. You know what I think? One of the ones that I remember, I'm now thinking of like what's my favorite ones or ones that stick out in my brain. And anyone by with Brandy Lee is pretty amazing.
Okay. She is amazing. How many do you have with her? I didn't realize you had.
She's come on two times.
Okay. Have you had anyone more than twice?
Two times is the max. Yeah. And I really loved Anjali Pascal. I can't remember her last name, but she does the Moms We Love Club. Anyway, I really loved her. Because she on there was like, I hate taking my children to the park. And I was like, yes. Oh, I get you, girl. Yes.
I just re-listened to that one, too. And she just has such a calming voice. And I think to hear someone in such a calming voice talk about things that are hard, I don't know.
Yes.
Just
she like, makes it okay.
Yes. Yeah.
She's very intuitive. She's very deep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is one of your favorite, like, real-life fan interactions? Like, someone that you've met in real life?
Good question.
Oh, yeah. It seems to always happen in the bathroom while I'm trying to wash my hands, which is awkward, but it's fine.
Now you know how Sarah feels.
That's true. I waited until she was out of the bathroom. I'm not an animal. No, I think that... The time that sticks out to me the most is when I was at the mall and a girl, we were looking at the same shirt and I said, oh, do you need a small? And she said, oh my gosh, you are a mom struggling well. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? So she recognized my voice and I thought that was really, it's just so weird when people recognize my voice. And because I think my face, not everybody, a lot of people don't know what I look like, but then you open that mouth.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
What is the most downloaded episode?
It's really hard to tell because the older ones are more downloaded because they've been around longer.
True.
Do you know what I'm saying? But the 100th episode where I had all my neighbors on, and then the ones with Brandy Lee are really, really well loved. The ones with Ellie Holcomb, she's been on two times.
Oh, yeah.
I really like Ellie. Yeah, the ones with people who are really well known are not interestingly as popular as the ones of people that you don't know who they are.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think people want to hear from people that they can identify with, a person who isn't famous or whatever.
Right. So I have some of my favorite parts, my personal favorite parts about your podcast. My very favorite forever and ever since I started listening in 2015 are your intros and your extra. Is it an extra?
I think it's called an outro, although it's weird.
that makes sense. No, that makes sense. In and out. Those are some of my very favorite parts. And honestly, I have been known to just listen to the intros and then your outros.
Really? I was going to ask you if you still do that, because you said that on the first Problem Solved that you don't listen.
Yes. So I've already said that before. I don't even know all the things that I've told you on this podcast.
Well, it counts as a download, so I don't really care. You can listen to the listen to the intro music and that's fine.
Okay, speaking about the music, that has been like one of the only things that hasn't changed in the last 4 years.
You're right.
Do you just love it? Or
it really seems to be a thing that I get a lot of videos of women who video their kids singing the intro and send it to me, so I know that it resonates with the children. Which is how I picked it. My kids liked it the best, and so I'm like, okay, that'll be the one. So
it's very catchy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for liking the intro and the outro, because I always am like, I don't even know if anybody listens to this part, but I feel like I should say some words.
No, they're my so favorite. Good. Yeah, tips for struggling well. Like, are you kidding me? You're going, thank you. Oh, thank you especially, for telling me what to do.
Yes, and when you talk to the marketing team, that is also, I want Rachel to go through and collect all of your, like, chats to the marketing team and put them together in a string. Oh, I think it would be hilarious.
So funny. It's hard to think of new ones. So if you guys have new ideas, I would love it, because I'm running out of tips.
I also really love the way you ask questions. I feel like you are one of the best podcasters out there. I would put you right under Annie Downs, actually.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate coming in just a strong second.
I just love, like, you ask the questions that make people go deeper. And you ask the questions like, well, why? When another podcast would be like, oh, maybe they don't want to go there. But you'll say, well, tell me more about that. And because I know this because you've done it with me, you know, like, tell me more about how that made you feel. It's like free counseling. I'm sorry that not everyone gets to be on your podcast, but you ask great questions.
That's
and
so sweet.
I'm so grateful that we all get to listen.
Oh, thank you. That is my very best one in the pocket is tell me more. Tell me more about that. The best one.
It's a good one.
Really good. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Passing the ball to you, Katie.
Okay, so I have a question.
Sure.
There is a creamy mint tea from Trader Joe's that Rebecca mentioned. And Emily, somehow I noticed that you ducked out of saying the word, but you let her say it like 45 times because she doesn't know how to say it. So I'm going to spell it. And Emily, I would like you to pronounce it.
Oh, shoot. Oh, okay.
So good. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's M-E-L-A-N-G-E.
Is it melange? Melange? I think it's melange.
I'm going to look it up. Should have done this earlier. I just want to hear you say it.
That's not very nice. That tea is so good, though.
I know. Was I the first one to tell you about it?
Yeah. Are they still selling it?
I actually haven't been to Trader Joe's ever since I started getting my groceries delivered.
Oh, man. Got to work that into every single episode.
You hit me a volley. I couldn't do anything. I had to.
Oh, man. Right, yes, go ahead.
Melange.
Our mom's name is Melanie, and I feel like that could be her French name. Melange. It's currently unavailable at Trader Joe's. We do not know if or when this item will be back in stock.
Oh my gosh.
Put that at the list of on the top of things that have changed over the course of the podcast.
Oh boy.
I listened to the episode, but I didn't remember that it was you. And I have thought about creamy mint tea from Trader Joe's for so long, but I didn't know. I mean, I know we don't have a Trader Joe's near us, but I'm like, man, I could go for some of that creamy mint tea that somebody was talking about. And then when I re-listened to the episode, I was like, oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
Well, I have one more guest that is going to make an appearance.
What?
And she's... So dumb. Yulia's here.
Oh, hi, Yulia.
It's Yulia. And she wants to say, Hiroshaya Robata mean good job, Russian.
Oh, thanks, Yulia.
Goodbye.
Wow, she's quick in and out.
She came a long way to say a couple words.
She's very busy.
She is. What does she do for a living, anyhow?
I don't know anything that would not sound like racially, I don't know, suspect. I don't know what's appropriate.
Maybe she works in a factory.
No. She's a high-powered businesswoman.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I would love to know. I think we should really build this out.
Okay. I'll work on it.
Maybe I'll have one where I just interview her.
Oh, boy. Okay.
What's it like to grow up in Russia? It's true. I've got to say, she may be the most popular recurring character on all of this situation. People talk about Yulia a lot to me.
All right. We'll workshop her. We'll build her into something great.
Love it. I love it. Well, y'all have been such a joy to work with. And I love you both actually so much. And I think you're pretty similar in that, I don't know, I really have a good time talking to you both. Do you think you're similar?
I wish we all lived close to each other.
That would be fun.
Can I tell you, I was dreaming about how, I mean, I've got enough points that I would love it if we could all like Zoom together and I could pay for it. But then I thought, that'd be so fun for the 200th episode. But then it's already here it is. And here we all are and we're not together.
Maybe the 300th.
300th episode. Oh my gosh, 100 more. It makes me tired. Think about that.
Okay, but the question that everyone is thinking right now, and I'm gonna step into your shoes and go deeper.
Oh geez.
Is which co-host is your favorite?
Oh gosh, that is not even something I can like. Which child is my favorite?
Whoever's in the room and asks you. So, Rebecca.
Yeah, you're my favorite, Rebecca. Katie, I'll talk to you about it later.
We're recording next, and she'll clear it up with me later.
Yeah. That's what, honestly, just I think you're both kidding. Very similar. I don't know. In fact, I think I've already told you this, Rebecca, but when Katie listened to the first episode with you, when you were just, you know, Rebecca Smith online with Better Life Facts, she's like, that was like talking to me. That listening to you guys was like listening to us have a conversation.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I love that.
No, you did. You said that. And I was like, I thought so too. And so then I messaged her back and I'm like, hey, would you ever want to come on again? I felt like I was asking somebody out on a date. It was really awkward.
I remember when you asked me to. Like, I remember that moment. And then there was another moment in our relationship where we had to talk about something. Oh, it was when you thought I was quitting. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, we should talk about this. And then you called me like immediately. And I was like, who does that? Who like calls people on the phone to talk about issues?
And she's like, that's really aggressive. Like, I was like, I just called you.
I've learned that from you is that and I love that all of your answers to problems are like, go talk to the person who's bothering you. Or and I was like, yes, of course. We need more of you. And I need more of you in my ear saying, just talk about it. Like, just call the person. It's probably not as big of a deal as you think it is. Or, you know?
Yeah.
So you've taught us so much. And I actually want to do a call out to everyone who's listening right now. I would like you to think about a way that Emily and the Mom Struggling Well podcast has made a difference in your life or taught you something. And I want you to go to Emily's Instagram and I want you to send her a message about it.
That is personally. So sweet. I love that. So, I'm so glad because I taught something. Go ahead.
She needs motivation sometimes. I think that this is a hard job to do alone in your closet. And so I think sometimes you could use a little like, why am I doing this? So you can go to those messages. So if you actually, you know, I don't know, some people stop doing stuff sometimes. So she might need some motivation to not stop doing stuff.
Well, and I would like to say the reason I haven't quit is because you guys encouraged me to not quit. So thank you, too, for helping me not quit. Usually Katie gets the call of I'm done. And you're like, OK, one time I think I quit and unquit a couple times in one day. And it's funny because it means she has a job or she doesn't have a job. Katie, it's very awkward. Her husband thinks I'm an absolute lunatic.
What's he call it? Did Emily spin the wheel of, oh, it's the wheel of life. You just spin the wheel and decide where your life's going to be in 5 minutes.
He doesn't think my ideas are very well thought out. Strange.
Hmm. You do you, Em. You're doing great.
I definitely
don't
do.
Don't worry about that joker.
Does he have 200 podcast episodes?
Hey-o.
No, but he's a teacher at Yale and he's 32. So.
But he does not have 200 podcasts.
That's true. No, so basically he has nothing.
He's got nothing on you.
Well, we love you, Emily, and we're so grateful that you decided to start this way back in 2015.
You're all so sweet. Thank you. This has been so fun. I love talking about me. I am my favorite.
Yay.
Yay. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved.